What's up? Welcome to Beyond the Box Score. I'm your host, Jacob Gibbs, and I've got a fun show for you today, digging into QB scrambling. So it's going to be a data-centric show. I've been watching a bunch of film. If you want to, you can watch that on my Twitter account. The Baker Mayfield film is particularly good. I've got a fun stat up here to kick things off. For anybody watching on YouTube, you see it on the screen. For audio listeners, I bet you cannot guess who leads the NFL in yards per scramble over the past two seasons. 80 scrambles for 750 rushing yards, 9.4 yard average. It's not Baker Mayfield. Justin Herbert. Bet you couldn't guess that. A lot to dig into today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to rank the best scramblers. I do think that it's relevant for fantasy for sure, and I've got some data on that. But mostly, I just think that this is a fun discussion. We have a bunch of really good scrambling quarterbacks around the league right now, so I'm going to do my best to rank them. Okay, so why are we talking about this? First off, scrambling is just a cheat code. In terms of like actual efficiency on the football field, it's like one of the best things that you can do. Obviously, you don't want to be scrambling all the time. You want your passing game to work. And so I'm going to kind of parse out which quarterbacks are maybe scrambling out of necessity and which ones are scrambling a little bit because they're unwilling to like hit their, you know, more difficult throws down the field. And maybe that's not such a good thing. But overall, in terms of EPA, expected points added, it's 0.45 per scramble attempt, which is way more valuable than any other type of play, basically, other than like, you know, connecting on a deep ball or something like that. But any given dropback, it's 0.09. Designed QB runs, if you take away kneels, are still not even a positive play. It's negative 0.01. And then running back runs are negative 0.06 in terms of EPA per play. Scrambles are 0.45, so way, way, way above those. If you look around the league, it's having a scrambling quarterback correlates strongly to third down conversion rate. And then obviously third down conversion rate correlates very strongly to scoring over a large enough sample size. So I definitely think it's important for real life. It's obviously you can have a successful offense. We saw Matthew Stafford just last year. Joe Burrow, of course, comes to mind. You don't have to have a scrambling quarterback to be a good offense, but it can really help for sure. And then for fantasy purposes, it is just the cheat code, right? I mean, shout out Rich Rebar, Konami code. We've been talking about this for a long, long time, but I just wanted to give you the most recent look at how it's still influencing fantasy. And so the players who are highlighted on the screen here are quarterbacks who ranked top 10 in scramble attempts last year. And I've got the past three seasons of data. Quarterbacks who ranked top 10 just in total scramble attempts have a 67% hit rate as a top 10 fantasy quarterback over the past three seasons. And it's been consistent. Here are the 10 from last year. You see seven top 10 quarterbacks, and then you've got QB 13, 17, and 19 in terms of fantasy points per game, with Baker Mayfield and Jaden Daniels being QB 19 and 17, and Justin Herbert being QB 13. So 7 out of 10 quarterbacks who finished top 10 in scramble attempts also finished as top 10 fantasy quarterbacks last year. And it's kind of the same thing year over year. Here's the 2024 bunch. You get 7 top 10 quarterbacks, and then also Kyler Murray at QB 12 per game. The only two who weren't highly productive were rookie season Caleb Williams, rookie season Drake May. And then here is the 2023 data. Same thing. Lots of, I think it was six top 10 quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, Trevor Lawrence falling just outside of it. And then it's like Sam Howell and Bryce Young didn't get there. And then maybe more meaningful is the elite quarterback seasons. You see here in 2023, quarterbacks 1, 2, and 3 all came from this list of scrambling quarterbacks, all averaged over 20 fantasy points per game. Here's the 2024 data. QB 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 all averaged over 20 fantasy points per game, all were scrambling quarterbacks. The only one among this top six, Joe Burrow at QB 3, that wasn't a scrambling quarterback. And then last year, QB 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 were all scrambling quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence almost at 20 fantasy points per game. Jackson Dart just over it. Patrick Mahomes, Drake May, and Josh Allen were the others. So it's been really important for fantasy purposes, whether that's just getting a quarterback to the top 10, 12-ish, even when it wasn't maybe their best season, like Jalen Hurts last year, for example, finishing his QB 10, or in a lot of cases, getting the elite type of upside that you're looking for that really makes a difference if you're playing in one of these like one quarterback leagues. That's what you're looking for sure. So scrambling is good. We focus on it a lot here when we're talking about fantasy football. And I think it's meaningful for real life too. So I want to dig into all these players one by one. So first, I've got the quarterbacks who scramble a lot versus pressure. And the names who stood out to me, there's two that really stood out, and it's Malik Willis and Jaden Daniels. 30% scramble rate for Malik Willis versus pressure last year. It was 35% in 2024. So with Malik Willis, all the sample sizes are small, but it's pretty clear that he has scrambled to get away from pressure within that small sample size. We'll see what it looks like over the course of a full season. If you want more info on Malik Willis, I did a breakdown on his film and data. I watched every dropback that he's had, every design run that he's had as an NFL quarterback. It's pretty interesting. I think that there's some semblance of this being, you know, more than just Justin Fields, more than just Anthony Richardson or whatever. So I would recommend that one to you if you're thinking about drafting Malik Willis. I think it's possible he could succeed as a passer, even with a rough environment around him. Jaden Daniels is the other one who definitely is scrambling to get away from pressure. And this makes me a little bit nervous. We saw, obviously, the injury bug hit him last year. 24% scramble rate for Jaden when facing pressure. It was 25% as a rookie. So really no change. Very, very high rate. The other players who I have here that showed up with high rates are 18%, 16%, and 15% compared to 24% for Jaden Daniels. So that's Kyler Murray at 18%, Jackson Dart at 16%, and then Baker Mayfield at 15%. Baker definitely has taken to scrambling a lot, especially versus pressure. His line was banged up a lot last year. Jackson Dart dealt with some really tough offensive line play at times. I do think that this can be a bit problematic to have this tendency. We love it for fantasy. If the quarterback is able to get through the season without getting hurt, then, you know, scramble as much as you want, right? That's great. Give us those points. But I think in general, you probably don't want your quarterback feeling like they have to get out of the pocket and escape as soon as pressure hits. You know, you want probably a better plan for that that maybe doesn't involve quite as much chaos. And that's kind of with these quarterbacks, what we've seen a lot lately is a lot of chaos. So the quarterbacks who scramble without pressure, I think this list is interesting. This is last year's data. Patrick Mahomes led the league and he missed two or three games at least. So he led the league in scrambles without pressure. 31 times Mahomes scrambled without pressure. I think that this stat says a lot about the pass catchers. There's a few players on this list who specifically saw their number, I think, boosted by play action rollout type plays, which sometimes get charted as scrambles. So I'll highlight them, but Mahomes is not one of them. Most of his scrambles are coming from under center, from shotgun, and he's just not finding anyone open, and so he had to create on his own. And so we'll spend more time with the Mahomes data from last year because it is absolutely insane. But led the league in scrambles without pressure. Drake May was next at 30, and there's a big drop off to Josh Allen at 19, and he is one who definitely had this boosted by the offensive design. 68% of his scrambles without pressure came on play action plays. The league average was 40%. So he had the highest rate in the league. And I do think that a lot of these are kind of like plays that are designed to get him rolled out to one side where he has one or two reads and then he just runs if it's not there. The other two players who are like that were Caleb Williams and Bryce Young. Both had a play action rate above 50% on these non-pressured scrambles and both ranked in the top 8 in non-pressured scrambles. The other quarterbacks who had high numbers were Bo Nix and Justin Herbert and CJ Stroud, all scrambled a lot, even when not pressured. So wanted to present that group to you. I think that's interesting before we get into the specific quarterbacks and look at them case by case, because I think a lot of them are going to get better answers this season, I think, hopefully. Maybe not so much for poor Patrick Mahomes, but Drake May gets a new wide receiver 1. Josh Allen gets a new wide receiver 1. Bo Nix gets a new wide receiver 1. Justin Herbert gets Mike McDaniel. I think that there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about these quarterbacks, that maybe they'll have better answers this year. And so maybe that means less scrambling, which could be a slight ding for fantasy. But if it could be offset if the offense is just better, because instead of having to lean on scrambles so often, they find better answers down the field. But again, scrambles are good plays. So I think a lot of these players, maybe not so much like Justin Herbert, I'm very curious to see how he's going to translate, but a lot of these players scramble because they're seeing an opportunity and they can create. They're very good creators. These are some of the best creators in the league. So, alrighty, let's get into it. I want to tell you how I see these quarterbacks ranked out, because I love making random arbitrary rankings lists and bringing them to you. That's my favorite thing. One of my favorite things to do here at Beyond the Box Score. What comes to mind immediately is we did a, this is a really fun video for any of the sickos who maybe missed this earlier in the off season that are just coming in now. We did a 3-hour long episode, me and Dan the Man, ranking the 50 best rookie seasons from last year. And you'll find like Jackson Hawes ranked in the top like 15 and stuff like that. Like there's all I mean, it's basically Danometer. There's no science here. Okay, the best scramblers in the NFL heading into the year 2026. At the top, Josh Allen, where he belongs. Top five in total scramble yards. Let me put the 2025 data up on the screen for you. Top five in pretty much everything. Top five in total yards, yards per scramble, scramble touchdowns. Last year and over the past several years combined, he finished actually as QB1 in scrambling yards last year. You can see this up on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, it was Josh Allen at the top, and then Justin Herbert, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield were your top five scramblers last year. I think you pretty much got to give it to Josh. He creates explosive plays. This stat right here is first down conversion rate. Pretty good across the board every season in that, even though defenses are keying on him. You can see avoided tackle rates, yards after contact, also up on the screen here. Both really, really high. Success rates really, really high. Only a couple of quarterbacks, Caleb Williams and Jackson Dart, had higher success rates as scramblers. Basically everything you want. And he does it. He picks and chooses when to do it, when the big play is not there. He goes and creates it. Deadly around the reds and around the end zone as well. Huge. This is a third down conversion rate over here. Huge contributor on the important downs and overall, yeah, 8.5 yards per scramble last year. Great stuff from Josh Allen. We know who he is. I think we can quickly move on to QB2. I'm going to give it to Jaden Daniels. And it was a step backwards from Jaden Daniels this past season. So here he is down here at QB11, obviously missed time, but even on a per scramble basis, it wasn't as good, in year two for Jaden Daniels. And maybe that was due to the injury. It's hard to say for sure. Maybe defenses were just a little more prepared, but here he is at the very bottom among qualified quarterbacks, averaging just 6.5 yards per scramble. But I don't care. I know what my eyes tell me, and this guy is insane. He is very, very fast. And then even if you just sort by the past 2 years worth of data, you'll find Jaden Daniels up at the top with 841 yards as a scrambler. Pretty nuts considering what I just showed you for 2025. But that speaks to just how insane his 2024 season was. 70% scramble success rate over the past 2 years with a great avoided tackle rate. Lots of explosive plays. Really, to be putting up such elite efficiency even at such high volume is extremely impressive. And so that's why I've still got Jaden at QB2 ahead of Lamar Jackson, our QB3 here. So another quarterback who dealt with injuries, didn't quite look like himself. I was comparing his film to Caleb Williams' film on Twitter. I think that's interesting. I do think Caleb looked faster than him. And then shout out Ian Harditz coming out with just a banger tweet. He said that Caleb had four of the five fastest timed runs at the quarterback position, with Bo Nix being the other one, in terms of like next gen stats and their tracking of game speed. Caleb Williams had four. He accounted for four of the five fastest times last year. He's so fast, man. He could easily be higher on this list. I wish I had Dan Schneier here to do this with me today. Dan is traveling, but he would probably be pushing Caleb even higher. If you want to watch, we did a video on Caleb Williams and the Bears, and the thumbnail is the next MVP. The title is Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears could be unstoppable, because that really is how it feels, especially when you add in the fact that he's deadly as a runner. Like, he really unlocked something last year, it felt like, with the pocket navigation. He's able to squeeze out of these tight plays. He has elite acceleration and speed. And I'm going to go ahead and take my first break here, because we're supposed to be talking about Lamar Jackson. And I'm just sidetracked by Caleb Williams and the Bears, which is something that's very easy for me to do. So we're going to take a break real quick. We'll get right back. We'll talk about Lamar Jackson.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
I now know why Monty was so stressed.
What's the plan here?
Landman, new season now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Okay, so Lamar, yeah, I don't think he really looked like himself last year. Only has 219 scramble yards after back-to-back seasons with over 400. What I want to point you to here with Lamar Jackson is just a very weird stat. He broke a four-year stretch without a scrambling touchdown last year and only has 3 scrambling touchdowns across his career. I had a hard time even believing that, but that is what True Media is telling me. You can see over here on the right, his yards per scramble was down from 9 to 7.3. I think it was clear that he was impacted by injury, but overall, like, his EPA per scramble was pretty good. I think he picked and chose like pretty decent spots, had a 43% conversion rate in terms of first downs per scramble. But yeah, like the avoided tackle rate's way down. It was a freaking 56%, the year prior, 32% before that, 39% before that. It was down to 17% last year, which is the first year in his career that we've seen it below 20%. So I do think it's fair to move him down. But at the end of the day, it's Lamar Jackson. How far can you really move him down a list like this? I've got him still at QB3. But yeah, the scrambling touchdown thing was so interesting to me. His rushing touchdowns have primarily just come on designed runs. Okay, it's time for QB number 4. This is my first hot take of the show. It's Baker Mayfield. Let's have some freaking fun here. Baker Mayfield, look at this guy. Absolutely insane. So he reinvents himself here with Liam Cohen comes in here and helps Baker Mayfield reinvent himself. 48% first down conversion rate in his first season with Liam Cohen is fantastic. The average is like 40%. Scrambles for 368 rushing yards. Really great stuff across the board. 6 yards after contact per rush, 29% avoided tackle rate with Liam Cohen. Really fantastic stuff. 8.8 yards per scramble. And then next year, without Liam, he maintains the 8.8 yards per scramble with even more rushing volume, with a 44% avoided tackle rate, 6.5 yards after contact per rush, a 70% success rate. He leads all quarterbacks in EPA per scramble. And oh yeah, he has the highest first down conversion rate on scrambles of any quarterback with at least 30 scrambles in the time that I have that data available dating back to 2000. Baker Mayfield, man. I'm having such a hard time like wrapping my head around this, because like the dude was dealing with injuries last year and the offense was a complete mess. And that's borne out in this stat right here. 27 third down scrambles last year is a crazy, crazy amount. And you can see here, that's kind of a tendency for him. He's had at least 19 in each of the past 3 years. But like, I do think that last year, so much of what was happening with Baker was out of necessity. But at the same time, like, yeah, I'm telling you, you got to go watch the scramble cut up of Baker. He's legitimately great, I would say, at understanding space, and he creates plays that are truly shocking with what's there, where he's able to get extra yards. A lot of the time, that's him fighting through contact, as you see, you know, with this ridiculous yards after contact rate here. But man, the vision and the ability to like get block setting in the open field, it's it's pretty wild. Like, and that's borne out in the explosive play rate. Like, it's not like he's just grinding out first downs or whatever. He has, over the past two seasons, one of the highest explosive play rates at the QB position, ahead of Drake May, ahead of Josh Allen, ahead of Jaden Daniels, on massive volume with his body. He's not that fast. He's not nearly as fast as he thinks he is, but he's able to just continue to create these explosive plays. He's so cool. I really, really hope that they bounce back. So if you want to dig into that a little bit, I'll point you to, we did an Emeka Buka podcast, Dan and I, that's definitely interesting and digs into the context there. But if you want even more context, check out this coaching changes show that we did with Rich Rebar. We talked about the new OC here in Tampa Bay quite a bit. I think that there's a lot of reasons to believe that things could be better for the Bucs. Okay, Baker QB4, I send it. I don't care. QB5, Drake May. And honestly, Drake doesn't look quite as good as a lot of these quarterbacks in terms of the efficiency stats. But if you just look at the total production, it speaks for itself. Here he is at QB3 over the past two seasons. Him and Jaden Daniels, the only ones with over 100 scrambles over the past two seasons. He has 5 scramble touchdowns. And like I said, his avoided tackle rates and stuff like that aren't quite as high, but I think neither is Patrick Mahomes. You know, like, there are stylistically different types of rushing quarterbacks. Like, Justin Herbert is sort of similar here. He doesn't have massive avoided tackle rates, but he is able to pick and choose his spots, and he's freaking fast, then he can create scramble yards. So the 44% first down conversion rate, really, really great stuff for somebody who's scrambling so often, for Drake May. I just think you've got to put him in the top 5, young, stud, athletic, like, healthy in his prime. I think he is right here. Even if some of the efficiency stats aren't quite as good as the other guys around him. Let's talk about Mahomes. So I've got Patrick Mahomes next at QB6. And this one's, I guess, kind of tough because we don't know what the health is going to be like here coming off of the ACL. But again, the stats speak for themselves. Really ridiculous stuff last year. Pretty close, honestly, to Baker Mayfield in a lot of ways. So he has a 52% first down conversion rate over the past two seasons. Baker's is at 54%. Across those two seasons, he has more scrambling yards than Baker, and he has 5 scrambling touchdowns. His advanced stats aren't as good, but his explosive play rate is similar. He has a higher success rate, and he's averaged 8.4 yards per scramble compared to 8.8 for Baker over the past 2 years. So I think he definitely belongs in this range, and you could even push him up into the top 3 or so. I mean, when you just watch Mahomes, it's pretty insane how often he's able to. It's like he can't keep getting away with it, right? Like, he keeps doing the sideline stuff and somehow being able to manipulate defenders and get extra yards. But he didn't keep getting away with it, right? We finally see the injury hit him. So I don't know really what we can expect going forward. He did finish as QB4 though last year with 420 scrambling yards on 53 scrambles, 3 scrambling touchdowns. It was really fantastic stuff. I think he led the league in first downs. No, Drake May had 27, Baker Mayfield had 26, and Mahomes had 25. Okay, QB7, Kyler Murray. Really, really interesting one here. And definitely could matter for fantasy. So past couple of seasons data here on Kyler is good. 8.7 yards per scramble over the past 2 years, trails only Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen among qualified quarterbacks. He's averaged 9 yards per scramble over the past 3 seasons, which would put him at first in the NFL. So here's Kyler Murray. Here's his profile over the 7 years we've seen him in the NFL. You see great first down conversion rate last year. Overall, he's just below 40% for his career. High avoided tackle rates lately. I think in 2024, we saw him really intentionally looking to get out and scramble a lot more. He scrambled 41 times, which was the second highest number of his career, for 357 yards. And if you look like his time to pressure, I've got over here on the far right, we're pretty deep into the weeds here, but I think often when a quarterback has a really high time to pressure on these scrambles specifically, that kind of shows that they're floating around in the pocket a lot and looking for an opportunity to get out and scramble. He, like, especially when it's not combined with a really high pressure rate on the scrambles. A lot of these came on third downs as well for Kyler in 2024. So, and then they weren't actually that good of plays if you look at like EPA and success rate and stuff like that. So I thought that was all weird. I think the quotes on Kyler have been interesting, where like some years it's pretty clear that they don't want him to scramble as much. They want to preserve his health. I think the 2024 was a year where he was kind of allowed to get out and do that more. And I wonder, with this being a really pivotal year in his career, if we see some of that unlocked, where like we don't really care that much if they're good plays or if his EPA per play is higher in other seasons, you know. All that we care about is this number, if he's giving us 41 scrambles, which I think could be something that we see from Kyler this year. And yeah, if you just look at his body of work as a scrambler, and obviously when you watch Kyler too, the dude's really fast. He's one of the best, like I said, QB1 in yards per scramble attempt over the past three seasons. So I'm not so sure that, how old is he, 28? I'm not so sure that it's that Kyler has like lost a step necessarily late into his career, or if it's more just that he's been, you know, not willing to scramble as much here in Arizona, whether that's coaching or his decision or whatever. But now that he's been benched, he's on a new team, maybe that changes. I'm not sure. We saw early in his career tons of scrambling, not so much lately, but the efficiency has stayed there. So I'm giving him the QB7 spot. I think it's pretty clear what he can do on film. Really, it's just a matter of how much are we going to actually see it. QB8 is Caleb Williams, and you could push him higher, honestly. Like, if just watching the film, he's at least top three. His instincts, his speed, everything that I talked about earlier, is pretty nuts and uncanny in the way that he's able to get out of these plays and create. Only Lamar and Kyler have a higher explosive scramble rate over the past two seasons than Caleb. We see him finish as QB6 in total scramble yards. Last year, his conversion rate was way up. 49% is very good. It was up from 40% in year one. So 44% is his rate over the past two seasons. That puts him at QB5 during that time. Only Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Josh Allen have more scrambling yards during that time. So really, Caleb has a case to be much, much higher than this. I just feel like the track record is higher with a lot of these other quarterbacks, whether that's Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler, and then Drake May and Jaden Daniels just do edge him out in the raw production. So really his QBA ranking, I think, is more reflective of how many good scrambling quarterbacks we have. And I don't know if we're getting to the point in the rankings here where I don't know if these quarterbacks are thought of that way. I don't know if the scrambling really comes into people's minds with Caleb Williams in terms of what it can do for his fantasy football profile. But he scrambled a lot last year, and it's possible that we could see that number tick up even more. And it's not a perfect comparison because Jalen Hurts also has all the design running, but I do feel like Jalen Hurts is somebody that people really think of as a rushing quarterback. And in reality, Caleb scrambled more and scrambled more effectively. And I just don't know if anybody really knows that. Justin Herbert, QB9. Even though he's QB1 in yards per scramble over the past two seasons, and he was QB2 in scrambling yards last year, I'm sorry, I just don't think that you're going to be able to convince me that Justin Herbert's a better scrambler than Kyler Murray or Caleb or anyone that we've talked about today. But the data is very, very good. QB6 in total scramble yards over the past two seasons. So have to include him in the top 10 here for sure. QB10, Jackson Dart. Really phenomenal stuff from the rookie last year. Finishes ninth in total scramble yards. Curious where he would be on a per game basis, because he only had a partial season. So I'm curious in games that he started where he was at. It was really good in terms of the efficiency stuff. And it was pretty clear just watching him that he was offering massive rushing upside every single week. So QB9 in scrambling yards per game in games that he started, just ahead of Baker Mayfield and Caleb Williams. And then you see the yards after contact, all that stuff is really, really good. 81% success rate is massive. 54% first down conversion rate is also a really high rate. Good stuff from Jackson Dart. QB 10 could be higher, but he's got to show that he can do it over the course of a full season. All right, the honorable mention. I've got, I think, 6 or 7 names here. Got to start with Malik Willis. I mean, when I first made this list, I wanted to rank Malik Willis as QB 2 just because I had watched all the Malik Willis plays last year and they kind of blew my mind. Like, he's really, really hard to tackle. The dude is strong and quick and fast. Like, you make guys miss. He's got good balance. He's got good vision. He's a really, really good runner. So what I've got up on the screen is data from college. This is yards after contact per rush. You can see success rate is the highest among all these guys too. So it's Lamar Jackson, Anthony Richardson, Justin Fields, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Drake May. He's just, you know, maybe the best rushing quarterback in the league. We'll see. Over the past 2 years, he's averaged 58 rushing yards per start, which is higher than Jaden Daniels at 49. So these are just the, these aren't just scrambles. These are all rushing stats for Malik Willis. I think splitting his stats into only scrambles is just, it makes the sample size even smaller. It's already really small. So we're just gonna have to wait and see with Malik. We just don't have enough film or data on him at this point, but he could be QB1, like in scrambling efficiency. He's so good at that. Among 10 quarterbacks, this is, yeah, past two seasons data. Among 10 quarterbacks who averaged 30 rushing yards per start, Malik ranks QB1 in explosive rush rate, QB1 in rushing yards per start, QB1 in yards after contact per rush, and QB3 in avoided tackle rate, behind only Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. He is a stud. I hope that he survives the season. I hope the Dolphins haven't set him up to fail here, because it could be a lot of fun. More honorable mention names here. Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix, Jalen Hurts. Got to mention these guys for sure. Trevor finished 7th in QB scrambling yards last year. Bo Nix was 8th. Jalen Hurts was 10th. But not on our list here. But I did want to give him a shout. Particularly Lawrence really took a step forward. 44% first down conversion rate on his scrambles. That's really good. League high for scrambling touchdowns for Trevor. What can Liam Cohen do for you? Good stuff. Love to see it. A couple other ones. Maybe a little overlooked here. Honorable mention, scramblers, Bryce Young, Tyler Shuck, Jordan Love, and Cam Ward. So Bryce Young, I've got the full profile for you on Bryce Young. Bryce Young leads all quarterbacks in scrambling touchdowns for the last two seasons with 8. Josh Allen is next with 6. I watched all 8 of them, and only one was like one of these designed rollout plays. So the other 7 were just like him dropping back and then him creating. He's QB12 in scrambling yardage during that time, but he's only averaging 16 scrambling yards per game. So he would fall behind a lot of guys in terms of per game scrambling. I think he's more of like a sniper with his scrambling. I think he picks and chooses his spots really well. His 46% first down conversion rate on scrambles last year is definitely indicative of that. He's not really like a yards after contact creator. I think he just has a really good feel for space. So I did want to point that out, that the playmaking has carried over to the NFL level for Bryce Young. I know people tend to get pretty negative about Bryce. He's got to produce, you know, to just be frank about it. Like, he's got to produce more in that offense. And he's got some weapons around him. So he's got a big test this year. But in terms of what he's been able to do with his legs, it's been pretty impressive for sure. Leads the league in touchdowns the last 2 years as a scrambler. Tyler Shuck, we haven't seen enough yet, but I'm intrigued by what we have seen. He had a 35% avoided tackle rate on scrambles last year, averaged nearly 5 yards after contact per scramble. But overall, not a ton of volume, only averaged 14 scramble yards per start. So he is more of a designed runner, more of a straight ahead guy. Got a lot of design runs around the end zone, for sure. Like, that's more of his game. Big bodied guy, but he can create a little bit as a scrambler if needed. And the other ones I want to talk about were Jordan Love and Cam Ward. So Love scrambled at a career rate last year, which is pretty cool because we've kind of been hoping that maybe he would do it. I think he's capable of doing it. And then he did it this past year. So this is the second season where he scrambled 24 times. So it's not like some massive spike necessarily. But I thought he was way better picking and choosing his spots, and he missed games last year. So on a per game basis, this is the most we've ever seen him scramble. 42% conversion rate for Jordan Love last year. Scrambled for 10 first downs. He only had 14 first downs for his career before 2025. Averaged nearly 8 yards per scramble for his career. And it's a really small sample size, but he's averaging 7.8 yards per scramble. So maybe we see a little bit more of that from Jordan Love. That would be cool. And the last one I want to talk about is actually two more. Brock Purdy, his scrambling came down a bit from 2024, where he had to scramble a lot, but still he's like in the same range as Jalen Hurts on a per game basis. So like Purdy's one of those quarterbacks where if he had the Baker Mayfield evolution, it wouldn't shock me. I don't think he's quite as good of a, he's not as powerful as Baker. But if he gave one of those seasons where he started having a lot of scrambling out of necessity, we've already kind of seen it. And I could see him maybe even taking a further step there. So I wanted to mention him because I don't think people think of him as a rusher really, but it could be there if needed. And then Cam Ward. So Ward was actually a decent scrambler last year. He avoided a bunch of sacks too. It didn't seem like he wanted to scramble. It seemed like he wanted to eat the clock as long as possible and see if he could find something down the field to make one of these crazy throws. So I'm really hoping to see that unlocked under Brian Daboll in year two. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks scramble under Daboll for sure. And I'm wondering if maybe Ward could be the next one because he was decent last year. He averaged over 5 yards after contact per rush, had a 21% avoided tackle rate on scrambles, 42% conversion rate on scrambles. Those are all pretty good, you know, if he can do it a little bit more. He only averaged 1.5 scramble per game last year. If he could do a little bit more, that could be a sneaky path to maybe some more upside here from Cam Ward that we don't typically associate with him for fantasy. All right, that's all I got for you. I'm really curious if that was worth the time, if you enjoy this kind of episode. We've been rolling out different types of episodes here. We just started a YouTube channel this summer, this off season, so I'm curious what kind of stuff y'all like. And this, I've got a few of these kind of like information dense type of deep dives into specific stats and stuff like that, just to kind of contextualize how different players get their points and stuff like that. I think it's interesting. And then like, of course, we've got the player profiles as well that are a little bit shorter. And then we've got the longer form live shows that we do every Tuesday and Thursday as well, digging into more fantasy specific types of topics. So if you like this, leave me a comment and let me know. Please do like the video, subscribe if you have not. I appreciate y'all being here. And if you have any ideas for anything similar like this, you know, stat deep dives or whatever, that's what we're doing to be on the box score while we can here. But draft season is right around the corner. So looking forward to that. I'll see y'all at the next video.